Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. Joining me today is Chief Game Warden Bob Timian. Bob, you guys have compiled the 2017 Game and Fish violations. Were they up or down from 2016?
Yes, Mike, in 2017, violations were up some over 2016, but there's some factors in there that probably played a large part in that. One is in the fall of 2016, which is typically the fall season is our busy season for our wardens. All of our wardens were being rotated down to the pipeline protest throughout the whole fall, and that continued on into the early couple months of 2017. So that alone accounts for some. We also had a full staff, and in addition, one temporary position. So if you add all those things up, those probably, for the most part, accounted for the bump in citations or violations.
Sure. What were some of the more common violations for 2017?
Some of the common violations are just the ones that seem to be recurring every year. I mean, licensing issues, also like not having one. Also for boating, we had, again, life jacket violations, either not having them or not having enough. So those are, for whatever reason, they seem to always be at the top of the list, and we continue to do our public service announcements on those issues, and we're working to try to bring those rates down.
Sure. Another one that stands out, looking through the list, is ANS violations, aquatic nuisance species.
Mm-hmm. Yes, those violations continue to rise every year. They're not, they're not the number one, but they continue to go up. And part of it is we take the enforcement of ANS violations seriously. Also, I think it's just the public. Well, I think aware of ANS, still just hasn't made the normal procedures you need to do now hasn't become a habit with most people. I think a fair number of people are just either don't believe ANS is as serious an issue as it could be, or they're just simply not forgetting to do those things that they need to do now when they leave the body of water.
Like drain your live well.
Check your trailer and boat for vegetation. Those things just need to become a part of the way you do business when you're boating.
Okay. Does any areas of the state have more violations than other areas?
Well, every year we put together our, top 10, I guess, counties for violations, and Ramsey County certainly was our top one again this year, which is to some degree expected. Ramsey County with Devil's Lake there has a year-round great outdoor opportunity. I mean, fishing, ice fishing, summer fishing, waterfowl hunting, big game hunting, and we get a lot of people traveling to that area, both from in-state and out-of-state, to utilize it. So just by the volume of use, we would expect that violations would be higher.
Okay, any big cases this year?
Well, Mike, this year, deer season started out, I would call it average, mm-hmm. but as we got into this season, our wardens were encountering either through their own field checks or by call-ins from people, tips, that got involved in a number of very good cases. And those cases are still working their way, most of them are working their way through the legal process, so I can't really comment on any of them at this time. But we think we got some really good cases this fall.
Any violations that surprised you?
I didn't really see any real surprises this year, Mike. We did see a bump in big game violations, but like I said earlier, we got more information from people out there, but nothing stood out as a major surprise. And quite frankly, having violations stabilize is not a bad thing. The other thing you gotta realize is that we have a finite number of wardens. We have X number of wardens, and they only have so much time. So, you know, when we see a stabilization of citations or violations, that doesn't necessarily mean that violation rate is stabilizing or not. It may mean to some degree that the wardens that we have are doing everything they can be doing.
Sure. And in the big picture, I mean, they check thousands and thousands of people hunting, fishing, boating. Most people follow the law.
Yes, I mean, in a given year, our wardens check literally thousands of people in doing all kinds of activities. And the vast majority of those people are both are law-abiding and want to be law-abiding. But you're going to always have those people who, either through their lack of knowledge of rules or their intentional disregard of the rules, we're going to end up in violation.
If somebody sees a violation, what should they do?
Like we've always told people, if you see something that's a violation, the information that you give us is extremely important, and timeliness is very important. So if you see something, give us a call. You can do that through a number of ways. All the wardens have cell phones. Their cell phone numbers are listed. Call the local warden for that area. Call our Bismarck office, or you can call the state radio, and they will get a hold of a warden to respond.
A lot of good information, Bob. Thanks for joining me today. The spring turkey application deadline is approaching soon. The deadline is Wednesday, February 14th. One big change for the spring turkey application period this year is that all applications must now be submitted electronically, either through the Game and Fish Department website at gf.nd.gov or through the toll-free licensing number at 800-406-6409. Paper applications will not be available at licensed vendors, as has been the case in seasons past. This applies for both lottery license applicants and gratis license applicants. Landowners who have applied for gratis licenses before should already have their land description information in the Game and Fish system, but this year they will need to go in and add acreage numbers in their various tracts of land. And just to start preparing people for the moose, elk, and bighorn sheep and deer license applications, those will be all electronic as well, as the Game and Fish is basically going away from paper forms for all lottery applications. Once again, the spring turkey license application deadline is February 14th. For Chief Game Warden Bob Timian and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us this week for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.